Welcome to the Brian Kane Peak Performance Podcast. On each and every episode, Brian talks with coaches, athletes, and performers in all arenas who are putting into practice the principles of peak performance that will help you close the gap from where you are to where you want to be, to help you become a master of the mental game, and to help you start dominating the day.
Hey, this is Brian Kane, your Peak Performance Coach, and thanks for joining us on the Peak Performance Podcast. And today, we've got a very special guest, the Associate Head Softball Coach at the University of South Carolina, Lisa Novice. And Lisa, thanks for making time to join our podcast here today.
My pleasure.
Would you please update our listeners and educate our listeners on how you got to be where you are in your career as the Associate Head Coach now for the University of South Carolina?
I started after playing at Oklahoma City University. I decided that this is what I wanted to do with softball and got out of the fitness business. I went to work for Jay Miller at the University of Missouri for one season as a graduate assistant, and he had a friend that was now the AD at Barry University down in Miami. So he kind of pushed me along there. I had no idea what I was doing because you never know what you're going to do in terms of being a head coach, but just jumped in 2 feet and then decided after 9 years there that I wanted to be go into Division I in the next challenge. So the University of North Carolina gave me the opportunity to be a second assistant there and get some experience, and it was fantastic in the ACC. We won the ACC championship that year in 2001. So 2 seasons there, and then started the program at NC State. I stayed there for 10 years, 9 seasons, and then now I'm at University of South Carolina in the best conference in the country, SEC.
So you've coached, you know, at Barry, and were an assistant in the ACC, head coach in the ACC, starting a program, and now are in the SEC. You know, Lisa, what would you say today if you could go back? Like you said, that first year as a head coach at Barry, didn't know what you were doing. You know, if you could go back and talk to that coach novice, what would you say to her? What do you know now you wish you knew back then when you were getting started?
Just breaking everything down and really understanding, and it's the mental part. I think my eye-opening experience in my life was coaching the pro league and working with the top athletes in the world, you know, coaching them for a summer, and how they approached everything from so many different people, because starting out I had very little mentors and everybody else. We were all falling over ourselves. So I think now is slowing the game down, understanding it, enjoying the moment of that particular games or situations, and enjoying each team and each year instead of wanting to win. It kind of bypasses you sometimes.
You know, you've coached some top players in the country. What are some of the characteristics that you see in the players you've coached that have had a lot of success, whether it's at NC State or South Carolina or in the pro league, versus maybe players who had more ability but didn't have the amount of success?
It really is the mental game, and it's not saying that because I'm sitting here with you, but really for them to understand how to slow the game down and how to live in the present moment, and realizing that the time that you waste beating yourself up, worried about everybody else, the pressure they put on themselves, not realizing that they are doing it to themselves. I think my favorite thing is when kids are beating themselves up, I just start punching them too. And they're like, I'm like, if you're wasting your time beating yourself up, I might as well join you. So, but it's just they understand how to just move and live in the present moment.
What are some things that you do as a coach, whether it was at NC State as a head coach or now at South Carolina, that you do to actually practice and train the mental game in practice?
Really working on their routines and them understanding how to get themselves back to the present moment, to not allow that error, which happens within the game, or that strikeout to continue and to continue spiraling down. So we do a lot of what is your routine, how are you using, what are your cue words to get yourself out of that moment, how to get themselves to the point that they want to be. So through a routine or, you know, a word that snaps them out of that very quickly.
And is there anything that you do in practice from a measurement standpoint to try to make practice more competitive? Is there anything that you can offer our coaches about how to make practice more competitive and game-like?
We do a lot of, you know, if it's a hitting aspect of it, points for each base they get to, you know, competition and rate each other against each other. We do quality at-bats throughout the entire fall or throughout the entire weekend of practices or something. And that's, you know, hit by pitch, moving a runner, getting behind. So it's not necessarily the hit. It is trying to do some other things to how everybody contributes for us to score.
You know, you have mentored some coaches that have gone on to have great success as head coaches, one of which is, you know, Lonnie Almeida at Florida State, who took Florida State to the College World Series in 2014. What are some characteristics that you look for in an assistant coach when you're a head coach and you're hiring assistants? Or what are some characteristics you've seen in coaches that have been assistants that you've mentored that have gone on to have great success?
I think the biggest thing, and Lonnie, you know, starting right out of college with me at Barry, she has such a passion for the game, and it's and some of the other kids that have been with me is that passion for the game, wanting to continue to learn, and not a know-it-all and wanting my job right away. It was whatever we're going to do to make the team better. And I think to any head coach in hiring assistants, it's put people around you that are going to make you as a head coach better. And the challenges of learning the game inside and out, a different way of thinking, because if everybody thinks like you, you're going to get pretty stagnant.
Mm-hmm. Let's take a look and now kind of take a look inside of yourself here. And let me ask you this, Coach. What has made you the success that you are? What are the characteristics that you have or the routines that you keep that have allowed you to be the success that you are in softball?
I think I learned very early to be who I am. I was very competitive as an athlete. You know, I hot-headed, however you want to, I just call myself the hot-headed Puerto Rican that I am. But just staying true to who I am, and anybody that played for me, I've always been upfront, and this is who I am. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. To be somebody else. I'm going to be very disciplined with them, and I don't see it as that discipline. It's like, if you do this, this is your punishment, or however that's going to be. But I've just stayed to who I am. I can't be the rah-rah crazy person that way. I just have stayed consistent with who I am.
You know, you've had a chance to work not only at, you know, North Carolina, NC State, South Carolina, three not only from a softball standpoint premier programs, but athletic department premier programs. And, you know, the athletic director now, Ray Tanner, was a baseball coach at NC State at some point. You've had a chance to be around high-level coaches in your department. What are some of the things that you notice, common characteristics amongst those other coaches that you've been in the same departments with that have won national championships or won at a high level on a consistent basis?
It's just their willingness to share and them being very humble, you know, to talk to Steve Spurrier, to talk to Don Staley. I mean, yes, I just sit there in awe of who they are, but knowing that their love of the university and what they're doing, their passion, their structure in terms of their program. We take pieces of each of their programs. Our head coach, Beverly Smith, is good friends with Don Staley, and just how they scout, how they do some different things, what works for them, and how that works within our personality as a program is what we take from it. So it's exciting.
Last question for you here, Coach. Appreciate you making time. How do you define success? You know, I think one of the challenges that young coaches or athletes have is how to define success for themselves. Otherwise, because otherwise they're always pursuing other people's definitions of success. How would you define success?
Well, it's funny. I remember having this conversation back in 1994 with our team, and my definition at that time was, what is our goal is to win the national championship. And so one of the kids says, so if we don't win the national championship, we're not successful. And I was like, no, we're still successful. It's making an attempt at what you're trying to do and feeling confident about it and moving towards that, because I think that failure happens and you have to be able to get up and keep going forward. So you know, I don't sit and say I'm successful because I've won over 700 softball games as a coach. It's just, I mean, my experiences have made me successful with, you know, for the kids that I know, knowing that I have 9 or 10 kids right now that are Division I coaches that have played for me. And it's not necessarily the other kids that have been assistants, but that's, I mean, I don't know what the actual definition, but it's just a positive feeling for me.
Awesome. So. And for the coaches out there that are listening to this that may have questions or may be interested in having you come into a coach's clinic or just want to come follow up and be fans of Lisa Navas, what's the best way for them to stay in contact with you? Do you have a Twitter handle or anything?
Yeah, it's Diamond Navas, and it was when I was at the for the Carolina Diamonds in the Pro League, and then we decided to keep it because I work with the infielders at University of South Carolina, so we just kept it because of the Diamond. You can always email me, and it's Gamecocks Online is our website, and just anything I'm willing to share, talk. I don't know it all, and my job is each time I talk to somebody is getting something from them.
Awesome. Coach, I appreciate you making time to stay with us today.
Appreciate
it.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Brian Kane Peak Performance Podcast. Please make sure that you visit briankane.com, that's briankain.com, and sign up for my Monday message, where every Monday I deliver straight to your inbox videos, interviews, articles, tips, techniques, and strategies that you can use to master the mental game. You can also contact me through my website on our Contact Us page and see my calendar of where I'm going to be in the country and when I'm coming to your area so that we can get together and that we can continue to go out there and dominate the day.
The Brian Kane Peak Performance Podcast is part of the Top Coach Network. This is a production of Corn Belt Sports.